This third Sunday of Advent, which we celebrate today, is traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday from the entrance antiphon in Latin, which starts with the word Gaudete. Well, Gaudete is translated as rejoice. So in the new translation, we say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. And of course, this Sunday is a time of rejoicing. You know, within this subdued season of Advent where the priest wears, you know, a purple or a violet color vestment, a much more subdued color, it's more festive. Now the priest is wearing this bright, festive, rose-colored vestment. You know, we look at the Advent wreath, which traditionally has the purple candles, but this one Sunday we traditionally use a pink candle to show the festivity of this day. You know, we know that Christmas is growing closer. We're halfway through this Advent season of waiting and watching and getting ready. Our excitement and our anticipation is building as we draw closer to this celebration of our Lord's birth. And we are encouraged by St. Paul in our second reading today to rejoice always, that we can echo the words of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, who said, I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. This is a day of rejoicing. We rejoice because salvation is open to us. Despite the difficulties of life, the difficulties that we face every day of our lives, despite the difficulties that come with being a disciple of Christ, it's not easy following our Lord. It's difficult to overcome sin. It's difficult to follow Christ's commands. But despite those difficulties, we rejoice because we have hope for eternal life. The pain and sorrow that we face now in our life will be gone. The difficulties we face as disciples of Christ will be wiped away. As the prophet Isaiah says, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. So we rejoice for that salvation promised by Christ. We rejoice because our Lord will return. So we watch with joyful anticipation for the return of the light testified to by John the Baptist. This is something we should truly rejoice in. And we can join our prayers with St. Paul, who says, may the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our hope. This is why we rejoice, because we make this prayer and we know that God will answer this prayer, because as St. Paul tells us, the one who calls you is faithful and he will also accomplish it. He will fulfill that prayer. He will help us to get ready for his return. He calls us in return to be faithful to him because he is faithful to us. So during this season of Advent, as we are waiting and watching and getting ready, waiting for Christmas, watching and getting ready for his return, we join St. Paul, who encourages us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances, give thanks. So as we say in the entrance antiphon, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say, rejoice.